This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2112. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded November 11th, Antarctica, Argentina, Belarus, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, Cyprus, East Turkestan, Egypt, Europe, Georgia, Indonesia, Iran, Kashmir, Korea South, Moldova, Myanmar, Netherlands, Romania, Solomon Islands, Spain, Ukraine, USA, Vanuatu, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. In Australian DX News, Matt Francis on Bilgola Plateau of NSW says, the High Frequency Coordinating Committee has published some interesting data on its website, showing the decline in number of shortwave broadcast hours over the past decade. It was published in June, but just discovered, checking new schedules for the B-21 season. According to the HFCC stats, the number of shortwave broadcast hours per week fell by around 40% from the A-10 season of 2010 to the A-20 season last year. Still, that meant there were 63,786 hours of shortwave broadcasting every week. The largest falls in broadcast hours were for audiences in North America, minus 34%, Europe, down 52%, Africa, 37%, and Australia, 38%. There were also large falls for the Middle East, 29%, and Asia, minus 27%. The report noted the BBC has cut its shortwave broadcast hours each week by 67% over the decade, while China Radio International has maintained the same number of hours overall and increased them to some areas, including an 11% increase for Asia. While more international broadcasters have gone online to reach audiences, the HFCC report points out that there continues to be a wide disparity in online access between developed and developing countries. 82% of people in Europe access the Internet, compared with 48% in the Asia-Pacific region, and only 28% in Africa. One of the countries with the lowest rate of Internet penetration is Papua New Guinea. You can read more and check out HFCC's latest schedules for B-21 at www.hfcc.org. Speaking of decreasing shortwave broadcasting, I've been checking LRA 36 Antarctica twice a week every Wednesday and Saturday morning when they had been scheduled, but they were still missing on November 6th and 10th, so possibly their season is over for the remainder of the summer, but we'll keep checking just in case. That's 15475.98, reduced carrier upper sideband roughly between 14 and 16 UT or later. Heard only here via Brazilian remote receivers. The WRMI website now shows the convoluted schedule for relays of RAI in Argentina in different languages depending on the day of the week at different times and frequencies. We used to hear occasionally a DX program called DX Supplement in English, but Peter Jones says they are still producing it on an irregular basis, but it is available only via their website. Check www.radionacional.com.ar and look for the DX supplement. He found the latest one dated November 5th. We've previously mentioned a Russian pirate on 3940 kHz. Now we're filing it tentatively under Belarus, as you will see, from communication of the British DX Club. Radio Free Waves Bay has been heard across Europe in the evenings on 3940. It had been suggested it was located in Smolensk in western Russia, between Moscow and the border with Belarus, but a posting on the Ukrainian DX blog says, time delay of arrival results, that's a direction-finding technique, point to a site in northern Belarus for both 3940 and a medium wave outlet of 1575 kHz. That's from udxb.blogspot.com. TDOA is a technique to try and pinpoint a station's location using remote receivers in different sites. I found it to be rather imprecise and unreliable, but perhaps better than nothing. This report goes on, it has also been reported that station rebroadcasts Russian language material, such as podcasts, from the Internet, some of it radio-related and other political. Also, Western and Russian music is heard on the station, thought to power up to 2 kilowatts. A DXer in St. Petersburg received an EQSL from Free Waves Bay, and he gives the complicated address with numbers and a Gmail account. For many years, Russian hooligan stations have been heard around 3100 kilohertz with QSOs, music, and other chat. But Freewaves Bay has moved into a more higher-profile location on the edge of the 75-meter broadcast band, where more people are likely to hear it. Another Russian station called Radio Gromel has been reported on 3920 USB last month, playing a mix of Russian and Western music, reported on HF Underground. And that report was from Paul Watson. More reports of that new Brazilian shortwave station on 6150 Radio Saturno in Belo Horizonte. Manuel Mendez in Spain says on November 7th, from 0443, he was hearing songs in an ID at 456, but eclipsed by Romania, signing on 6145 at 0457. And it was audible again very weak after Romania closed at 557, but then Austria came on 6165, I think he means 6155, eclipsing Radio Saturno. But it was heard again at 7:15 to 17:58, with songs and Portuguese talks, strong fading, audible at times, and again interference from Germany at 07:58 on 6150. On November 8th, Stephen C. Wood in Massachusetts says, I'm hearing a very faint signal on 6150 from 0117 and still going, well below the noise level, only very brief moments of audio sounding garbled. It is on the air right now and being heard via the Pardinho remote receiver in Brazil. In a CIDX Messenger, a presumably recent opinion piece from the Globe and Mail, by Jean-Frédéric Legaray-Tremblay, a fellow and senior advisor, communications and partnerships at the Montreal Center for International Studies. Headline, as press freedom declines worldwide, CBC, Radio-Canada, should embrace an international broadcasting role. Canada's role in the world is rather discreet nowadays. This was made clear during the federal election campaign, when the Canada's proposals on foreign policy were thoroughly lacking, just like those for culture and communications. Putting these two problems together, we consider one solution, create a world service at CBC Radio Canada. Deploy an extensive network of journalists and broadcasting capability across the world to reach an international audience in a multitude of languages, in the matter of the BBC World Service and France 24. From intimidation to banishment, authoritarian governments are increasingly tightening the screws on independent media. China has invested billions of dollars, including no less than 65 languages on China Radio International. Even Iran, with a budget of $1 U.S., has branches in 20 countries and controls 40 TV and radio channels in 30 languages. Radio Canada International, which has operated since 1945, is already available in 7 languages, but with its minuscule team of 9 employees based in Montreal, RCI produces content that is mostly translated from domestic websites, a far cry from a true international service. Among liberal democracies, Canada is one of the stingiest when it comes to investing in its public broadcasters, $33 per capita. The average is $88. This proposal is ambitious, but it's worth an investment. Wolfgang Büchel, who does a lot of monitoring of Chinese jammers, has presented a list of jamming sites, complete with geographical coordinates. Not sure how he came up with it, but many or most of them are also broadcasting sites. I will attempt to pronounce them. There's Dongfang on Hainan Island. There's Kashgar and Urumqi, which of course are in East Turkestan, but far enough away from eastern China to effectively jam that area on the first hop. Then there's Baoji number 722, Shishishar in Heilongjiang, Xiangyang, Nanchang, Guangzhou, Zhangban, near Guangzhou, two different sites there. Even more confusion than usual at Radio Havana, Cuba, since the time changed November 7th as a running dog of Yankee imperialism. As expected, the first English broadcast of the day has been confirmed 1 hour later now at 20 UT on 15140. Now the second broadcast had been at 23 UT on 11880. And, strangely enough, this normally has shifted 1 UT hour earlier instead of later, going off DST, heard at 22 UT. But so far not confirmed at that time, although just before 23 on one date I heard the closing of the English hour, but it's French or dead air after 2300 on 11880. However, on November 11th, Richard Lemke in Alberta says he heard English starting at midnight UT on 11880. In that case, it would have moved an hour later like the other broadcasts, but I'm not sure this will stick. Check 50404 for a parallel. The multi-hour broadcast for North America in English now runs roughly between 01 and 08 UT, starting off on 6000 and 6165 only, and adding some other frequencies after 05, or is it 06? Not all of them stay on until 0800. Mike Terry forwards this from Paul Rustling on SMC's Facebook spot November 5th. Sad news for AM lovers, 7 high-power masts being felled in one location, Cape Greco on the southeastern tip of Cyprus. The old VOA and Radio Sava installation, which ran 600 kilowatts on 990, went down Thursday, November 4th, followed a day later on Bonfire Night by the 4 masts of Radio Monte Carlo, which were on 1233. Both were relatively new, but suffered many complaints by the local mayor of Ayanapa, who has promised to turn the sites over to the public. Both used highly focused beams over 15 dBi to cover the Middle East and Levant region. Dateline East Turkestan in the British DX Club communication. Xinjiang PBS has switched to its winter frequencies, already noted 26th October, on 3950, 3990, and 5060. Frequencies they use in the tropical bands are Chinese on 3950 and 5060, Uyghur on 3990 and 4980, Mongolian on 4500, and Kazakh on 4850. The ones starting with 4 or 5 I often hear around sunset, gray line reception, maybe only just barely audible carriers, but since they all match up on those 4 frequencies, I know where they're coming from. On November 10th, Peter Jones got a message from someone at Radio Cairo, Egypt. Hello, try our frequency on shortwave, 9900 kHz. Thank you. They must have been referring to the long-dormant sesquihourine English to Europe and North America beyond, starting at 21:15. So many of us did try it, including yours truly, and heard nothing. Except Richard Langley, tuning the Holland remote receiver. It locked onto a very weak S5 carrier, 258 hertz above 9900, at 21:32. The carrier could not even be seen on the waterfall, but if not Cairo, what was it? Hearing this in time, Saturday, November 13th, from 15 to 17 UT, there is an EDXC Zoom call with presentations and general DX chat. Mikkelainen will speak from his DX cabin in Lapland, and Sheldon Harvey will talk about the CIDX club in Canada. If you wish to take part, write Chrissy Brand for a Zoom link. It's chrissylb@hotmail.co.uk. In the medium wave circle, Carl Hunzik in Czechia reports a pirate station on 1386 kHz, Radio Rock Revolution, the evening of November 8th, and still there at 0730 UT on the 9th. It says the signal is coming from the west, such as Holland or Belgium. Via Internet, International Vacuum, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio 2112. Our thanks this week for financial support from Steve Zimmerman in Wisconsin, who sent a generous check on a U.S. bank, to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. In BCDX, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria reports, on Georgia, the province of Abkhazia, Abkhaz Radio confirmed on a new frequency, medium wave 1296 kHz instead of 1350, October 24th at 1545 to 1600, and the 25th at 1530 to 1600. There was a program in Russian for a few minutes from Avto Radio Moscow, closing down at 1603 both days. Also starting around 05 UT. Also November 5th from 1457 UT, a strong signal, but bad modulation. Programming mainly in Abkhazian. What has happened to the voice of Indonesia, Ron Howard wonders, on Asilomar State Beach, California? As of November 7th through November 11th, no longer being heard on 3325. Checked various times between 11 and 13 UT. On November 11th at 12:40 UT, Zacharias Leongas in Greece heard Iran in Arabic on 9130. We wonder if they mistakenly punched that frequency instead of scheduled 9530 between 10:30 and 14:30 from Zahedan. On November 9th at 1600, I checked the weekly Tuesday Kashmir Kibitas clandestine via Romania on 15170. I checked various remotes and found the most important one closest to target Kashmir, New Delhi, India, was only getting a just barely audible carrier. Various other remotes were getting it somewhat better, but fading out by 1630. Ron Howard's latest observations as of November 11th concerning clandestines from South to North Korea. Echo of Hope, VOH, again with two frequencies silent, 5995 and 9105. The other four were on the air at 12:43, starting a news program in English and Korean, 3985, 4890, 6255, and 6350. By the way, when it's on 4885 instead, North Korea is also jamming Brazil. Voice of the People, some new developments there. Silent frequencies on November 11th, 3930, 3480, and 4450, while the other three were active at 1157, 3910, 6520, and 6600. Voice of Freedom on 6045 only at 1300 had a program about the Happy Republic of Korea and the English title of a Korean song, Life Goes On. Good reception there, no jamming. NBCDX, Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria, reports on Moldova. Radio 1 Plus from Tiraspol, confirmed November 5th on 621 kHz, signing on at 0400 with the national anthem of PNR. I guess he means Pridnestrovia. News in Ukrainian at 402 to 407, news in Romanian 430 to 435, and news in Russian at 05 to 0505. All other times, retro pop songs in Russian, and a cover of Perry Como's hit in 1962, Katerina, at 0455. Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria's monitoring of Radio NUG, the voice of the National Unity Government of Myanmar, November 9th. Very good, via remote receiver in Vietnam at 1330 on 11965, transmitted from Taiwan, and there was an English announcement for that transmission as well as a morning one at 0130 UT on 17710. Via Alan Pennington in the British DX Club, Radio Onda planned to start testing 9520. The new transmitter has arrived from 9200 to 9900 kHz with about 500 watts. They plan to start testing the following Monday on 9520, according to Onda Shortwave on Disgraced FB for November. It broadcasts from Bokulo in the east of the Netherlands with mainly Brazilian music, but it's based in, where else, Belgium. The current frequency had been 6140. It's registered with HFCC, available 24 hours on both frequencies, but mostly just daytime on the weekends. On November 7th, actually UT November 8th, I listened to the entire hour of Radio Romania International's Listener's Day. They were quoting listener comments on the question of the hour, where do you get reliable information about the pandemic? Everyone seemed to agree that public broadcasters such as RRI were the best source, and certainly not social media. Strangely enough, not a single contributor from North America was to be heard, nor the voices of any of the listeners. They were all read by the announcers. In the British DX Club, Alan Pennington forwards translated info from RRI's Disgraced FB page as of November 8th about their transmitter problems. Many broadcasts affected by the number one at Shiganeshti being out of order, but in addition, Radiocom says there's a mechanical malfunction at the Seftitsa transmitter, the single 100 kilowatt unit, affecting shows in Italian, Serbian, Ukrainian, and Romanian. The Pacific Islands are transmitting dead air, as monitored by Ron Howard. Solomon Islands, 5020, no audio, just open carrier, November 9th at 12:11. And at the same time, the same thing from Radio Vanuatu on 5040. Furthermore, the following day, November 10th, Solomon's was completely off the air. Seems something's always nonsensical at Novelejas, Spain's English broadcast, November 10th at 23 UT, that is on a Wednesday, should be putting a very good signal into North America now on 9690, except that transmitter was off the air. We had to make do with the Middle East broadcast off the back on 12030. On November 4th, Zaharias Langas in Greece was monitoring the Ukraine-Russia radio war on 7055 LSB. This was at 1519 UT, someone laughing, talking in Russian and singing and mentioning propaganda. Music at 1557. He also heard it via remote in Hungary at 1745, many mentions of Moscow. And at 1751, he says, encrypted messages, digital chirps. WWV has been running a special announcement at 4 minutes past every hour, such as I heard on November 5th, but not copied completely. It was about some special broadcast starting November 15th on WWV at a certain time and on WWVH at 48 minutes past the hour for Ham Sci, referring to this website, www.hamsci.org/WWV. It's about Scientific Modulation Working Group, exploring possibilities for additions to the station's modulation used for science purposes. A characterization signal has been designed for test broadcast. I heard it on 10 MHz, but the other frequencies, of course, 2.5, 5, 15, 20, and even 25 MHz. You may note that I never ask for reception reports to be QSL'd, although I'm always glad to hear from listeners. I leave QSLing to the stations which carry this program, such as WRMI, which is the only one I know of, with a specially designed World of Radio QSL card for reports sent to them. One such has just been reported by Alex Kaminsky in Ohio to CIDX Messenger for World of Radio on 9395. A full data Glenn Hauser World of Radio card in 39 days from verification signer Jane Frisch, F-R-I-S-H. In going over new World of Radio times on WRMI last week, I mistakenly said 9495. It was really 9455, but now it doesn't matter because we're not on either frequency, only 9395. UT Monday and Thursday at 0130. However, I'm afraid on these wintry nights that risks being above the MUF. I was hearing it best via remote in Alberta. Because we include time-dated material, I recommend trying to hear our broadcast each week as soon as possible. The first one is 0130 UT Friday on WRMI 5850 and 7780, and then at 0330 on 5985. Friday at 2330 on 5950, Saturday at 0230 on 9395. Also across Europe on IRRS, Friday at 1915 on 7290. Unfortunately, last week only the first half of World of Radio aired, but as far as I know, we're supposed to run from 1915 until 1945. If you're unable to hear our entire 29-minute broadcast at any of the shortwave times, of course, there are many other airings on shortwave, as well as via our AM, FM, or Internet affiliates. You can find a fully updated schedule at worldofradio.com. Furthermore, you may listen via podcast, as I suspect many of you do, but for me, shortwave is always primary. Besides the first few World of Radio shortwave broadcasts, it seems I have time to mention our entire shortwave schedule for the record. So here are the following ones on short and some medium wave, and some internet. 1700 UT Saturday on WRN webcast. 2030 Saturday approximately on WA0RCR in Missouri, 1860 AM. Midnight 30 UT Sunday on WRMI 5950. Midnight 30 Sunday on WRMI 7730. 0400 or 0415 variable from WA0RCR, 1860 AM. 1330 Sunday on WMRI Europe, 9670. 2100 Sunday on IRRS 918 Italy. 2330 Sunday on WRMI 5950 and 9955. Midnight 30 UT Monday on WRMI 7730. 0130 UT Monday on WRMI 9395. Approximately 0400 Monday on WBCQ 6160. 1030 Wednesday WRMI 5850. 2200 Wednesday on WBCQ 7490. 0130 Thursday on WRMI 9395 and 5010. Richard Lemke in Alberta also ran across another time not yet on the WRMI schedule, Tuesday at 2330 on 9955. After broadcasting only 3 hours a night on 7505, WRNO has expanded its schedule beyond what we expected to be its standard time sign-off, 0500. On November 7th, I was still hearing them at 0630 in English. Ron Howard was still hearing it until 1300 in Chinese and English by 1305. Not sure when they sign off, but I think it may be 1400, according to Liz Cameron. She was listening past 1305 in non-Mandarin Chinese on November 11th. And Ivo Ivanov reports hearing WRNO in Chinese between 1045 and 1345 November 10th. Can never be sure exactly when or how long Theodore Organ Under the Arch will be on WTWW2-5085. But on UT Sunday, November 7th, I was hearing it between midnight 8 and midnight 56 UT, so it was 48 minutes long, perhaps a compromise between half an hour and 1 hour. However, that was during daylight time, so if it were the same the following week, it would be 1 UT hour later. On Sunday, November 7th, the weekend only gospel hucksters on WWRB Tennessee were still on 5050. I expect they may be switching to the 90-meter band before long. Check 3215, 3195, or 3185. They're still registered to timeshare 3215 with WWCR, which makes no sense. It's not necessary, just to confuse listeners. Here's a new hybrid DRM frequency from WINB. I heard November 8th at 0720, 7380. Scheduled Monday through Friday from 07 until 10:30. Via NRC DX News, this from Radio Insight. New FCC chairman nominated. President Biden has nominated acting FCC chair Jessica Rosenworcel to a new term, where she will continue to serve as chair of the commission. Rosenworcel has served as FCC commissioner since 2012 and is acting chair since the start of 2021. Prior to joining the agency, she served as senior communications counsel for the U.S. Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation under the leadership of Senator John D. Rockefeller IV and Senator Daniel Inouye. President Biden has also nominated Gigi Sohn, G-I-G-I-S-O-H-N, to fill the vacant fifth seat on the commission. From 2013 to 2016, she served as counselor to former FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler, and 2001 to 2013 was co-founder and CEO of Communications and Technology Policy Advocacy Organization, public knowledge and project specialist in the Ford Foundation's Media, Arts, and Culture Unit, and executive director of the Media Access Project. If she's confirmed, Gigi would be the first openly LGBTIQ+ commissioner in the history of the FCC. ZBC Radio Zanzibar has not been heard on its upper frequency 11735 for many months now, but now Ron Howard says it's no longer heard on its lower frequency 6015. A long time, he says, since I checked it, but no signal at all November 7th at 0327 to 0405. Has anyone heard it recently? Also checking, November 11th, no signal at all on 6015 between 0335 and 0400. Be sure to check our website, worldofradio.com, for the latest updated DX, SWL, and media program schedule, and the World of Radio hit list, among many other things. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder issued November 8th. Geomagnetic field expected to reach active levels on November 15th, 28th, and 29th. ANK indices peaking at 10 and 4. Solar flux rising from 80 November 14th to a peak of 95 November 21st to 27th, and down to 82 by December 3rd. That's World of Radio 2112, Glenn Hauser, inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.